This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, Brian Hewitt is the editor-in-chief of Global Golf Post. It is the weekly must-read digital magazine in the game. You can also follow Brian on Twitter at Hewitt at the Post. Brian recently posted an article about how the LPGA seems to have everything the PGA wants. It's called In Praise of the LPGA. It's a pleasure to welcome Brian Hewitt back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Brian.
John, howdy to you, and I'm doing well. I hope you are as well.
Everything's good. We're warming up. Here comes summertime.
Finally.
Tell me what the women have that the men want.
Well, it's not only what the women have, and we're talking about the LPGA versus the PGA Tour, but what the PGA Tour wants, but what it needs right now. And I'll tick off a couple for you. This sort of just hit me on Monday when I was writing my regular Monday post for Global Golf Post, which is our daily online version of Global Golf Post. And I was sitting there just thinking and waiting for the muse to land on my shoulder. And as Dan Jenkins used to say, and finally it did. It occurred to me that, John, to get to your question, the LPGA has rivalries right now. I think Lydia Ko and Stacey Lewis is a rivalry. They're both battling for number one. As recently as 2 weeks ago, they were going head-to-head. Obviously, Lexi Thompson and Michelle Wee, which we saw at the Craft Nabisco, that's a rivalry that everybody can get exercised, if not excited about, something I would want to watch on TV. And what does the PGA Tour have? It has Tiger and Dry Dock and Phil floundering. That's one. The LPGA, their top players play in all their events. And on the PGA Tour, the tour is a victim of its own success. The guys make so much money, the top guys, that they can really pick these boutique schedules. And it's starting to hurt that tour a little bit, John. For example, Bubba Watson didn't feel like he needed to go to Charlotte last week to play at Wells Fargo, which is an important event for the PGA Tour, and an event that you would, if you're the people at Wells Fargo, you would really expect to have the Masters winner show up at. I think the LPGA players are a little more media savvy and fan savvy right now than the PGA Tour guys are. There are exceptions. There are some guys on the PGA Tour that are great with the media and great with the fans, but in terms of percentage of players who get it, I think the percentage right now is very much higher on the LPGA Tour. I think the LPGA Tour has dealt with Donald Trump and maintained its dignity. I think the PGA Tour is a little desperate right now to take Donald Trump into the fold. And finally, last point, and then I'll let you get a word in edgewise. I think the LPGA, is gaining title sponsors, where it looks to me like the PGA Tour is sort of going to second-tier title sponsors, where 5, 6, 10 years ago, people were lined up to be title sponsors for PGA Tour events. So that's a long answer to your question, but I think those are some pretty significant differences.
Let's break a little of that down, Brian. How much of this is the LPGA doing things right, and how much of this is the PGA Tour not doing it right?
Both. Maybe even 50-50. I think Michael Wan, who's a commissioner of the LPGA, it sort of starts with him. You've got LPGA, you've got the Asian women on the LPGA really making an effort to learn the English language, which is important for the sponsors, many of whom are Americans. And similarly, you've even got some, imagine this, you've got some of the American women trying to learn a little Japanese or Chinese or Korean, and I think that's a really good thing. The PGA Tour, on the other hand, and I'm now just quoting Michael Bamberger of Sports Illustrated, just so everybody listening to this doesn't think that I'm just bashing the PGA Tour, Michael Bamberger of Sports Illustrated recently referred to the PGA Tour as soulless and an organization without a spine. So the tree that I'm barking up right now a little bit is I'm not the only one.
We're talking with Brian Hewitt from Global Golf Post. You brought up Donald Trump. Is Donald good for the game? I mean, there's a part of me that says, so far, I haven't seen anything terribly negative out of Donald Trump. Do you think he's good for the game?
I don't. I it's my opinion. I know I'm sort of in the minority right now, but again, I feel part of me feels like the game is so desperate right now to grow that it's going to reach out and grab the first tentacle it can find, and right now the first available seems to be Donald Trump. If you listen to Donald Trump or any member of his family or anybody who works for him, all they can tell you is how great their golf courses are. The newest golf course they're building is the best golf course in the world, and how amazing, spectacular, blah, blah, blah. It just, you know, somewhere Bobby Jones and Francis We Met and Sam Snead and Ben Hogan, a lot of these guys are rolling over in their graves right now listening to all this stuff from Donald Trump. And I'll make one more point about Donald Trump. I don't think that any of these courses that he has either already gotten involved with or is about to get involved with are going to be courses that the rank-and-file golfer are going to be able to afford to play. I think Donald Trump makes no bones about being way upper end and way up market in terms of way upscale in terms of what he's building. And is that going to bring grassroots people into the game, which to me is the biggest problem facing golf right now? And the answer, in my opinion, is no.
Do you think the PGA Tour, are they sweeping this under the rug? Do they have some deep issues that will at some point in the next few years rise up to bite them?
Well, I think that they're on the precipice, John, of a very important decision, and that's who's going to succeed Tim Fincham. He's done some incredibly good things for that tour in terms of growing it, but he did most of that in a climate that's very different than the climate that we see right now. And I think that the next commissioner of the PGA Tour needs to be a guy who can make fun of himself, slap somebody on the back, laugh once in a while, just a different personality, a different sort of air that they're breathing in Ponte Vedra Beach. Need a fresh breath of air is what they need there, and when that happens, we'll see. And I'm not sure if I answered your question there, but I just think the whole sort of attitude that sometimes borders on arrogance and now borders a little bit on desperation that needs to be changed at PGA Tour.
You know, they can choose the next commissioner, and it will weigh in to see how wise that choice was, but they can't choose the next Tiger Woods. Nobody knows how much longer Tiger's on the scene, but do they need that kind of star power?
I think they do, and as I answer that question, it's not really fair. I mean, where is it written that you need to have somebody that's an uber star or a superstar or somebody who's going to win five times a year or eight times a year or force everybody to turn their television on? This is a game where low score wins. But the fact is, if you want to grow the game and if you want to bring new people to the game, it's going to be a lot easier to do it if you have somebody the likes of what we got when Tiger burst onto the scene. So, again, trying to shorten that answer a little bit, the answer is yes. The tour needs multiple winners, and it needs identifiable stars. It needs rivalries, and if it expects to continue to grow the game.
Interesting and thought-provoking and well worth the conversation. He is Brian Hewitt, editor-in-chief at Global Golf Post, as I mentioned in the intro, a weekly must-read for digital magazines. Brian, thanks for taking the time to do this. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, John. Thank you.